You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The things that have happened on this couch, like on these couches before they were like a podcast couch, actually does scare the shit out of me.
That's why, like, I know they're so filthy. That's why I know I can put my shoes on them.
100%. It's so true, honestly.
That's the cleanest thing they've
ever
done.
She like gets comments all the time about her shoes on the couch.
People are like, that's so disrespectful. I'm like, dude, I've literally seen her like eat cereal out of the crevices.
Or like Asha Backwood just on. They're indestructible though. Like, I know that they're like a little tattered and torn.
Yeah, that's what a leather couch is for. That's what it's supposed to do.
Well, guys, today we have the lovely Hannah Berner here.
Eating muffin out of my nail right now.
I've been talking about like how I'm not so against that. Like a little like ranch under the nail for later.
Yeah, for later. Exactly. Also, these long nails, they don't talk about like, it'll smell like burrito for 4 days.
100%.
Imagine hers. Well, first of all,
like, look at that. What's going on?
I want your genuine opinion on those nails right now.
This is a thing. This is not good. How are we going to fight the patriarchy when you literally can't even like use your thumbs?
I can't wipe my ass. Like, it's actually
so. You can't send a text.
At all. It's like the side of my knuckle. I'm like, you are so. It's actually.
But it looks
fucking sick. I need them
off
though. It's crazy. Are you ever like, even just like during sex, like these ones are like a little like so big that it actually like prohibits like my sexual abilities.
You're like endangering them a bit.
Like a little, both of us, I think, honestly.
But it like changes your personality. Like, you're that bitch.
Yeah, like I can always cuss someone out with this, which I think is good. But I need these off. These were for Coachella and now they're just a little scary.
I can't believe you went to Coachella too.
I did not go to Coachella this year. I sat this one out, thank God.
I've never been.
Don't ever go.
You are don't missing nothing.
No. I think my new thing is boycotting Coachella. I also, some girl who doesn't like me, I saw a video of her on TikTok, like saying like Tana didn't have that much fun at Coachella. And you know when someone's saying
how
some shit?
How does she know?
Yeah, like when someone's saying some shit that's kind of true, I'm like, bitch. Yeah. But like, why do you know I had no fun?
No, sometimes the reads are so good. I'm like, why does this chill get me more than my mom?
Tana looks like she didn't have a lot of fun. Like, I didn't.
But also, if you did actually have fun, like, that's what else is going on in your life, you know?
Thank you so much. Get you the delusional friend who just helps you normalize. I've been saying that's all I want. I want to live in cotton candy land. Like, just tell me completely not the truth. I think some people have fun. I feel 80, dude.
I always have had fun. I thought it was the most, like, amazing thing in the world. But really? This year, I was like, I just can't go. And then I saw everyone's stories, and I was like, oh.
Was it that different this year than other years?
It's okay. It's always been like an influencer orgy, disgusting clout fest. But there was something about this year that was like so much more than others, like intolerable to me. I don't know why. And maybe I'm just getting older and I'm growing
those
away
darn from TikTokers.
Those darn TikTokers, dude. I'm like, I need them.
But it's so funny coming from you guys who I feel like have mastered the LA scene. Like, I feel like that's all I think of when I, like, a Bleach in Town. So, like, why? No, I have, when I think something's funny, I'll say it for, like, 3 months. And, like, to the point that it's not funny anymore.
It was so never funny
when
even when I said it.
When I'm gossiping with my friends, I'll be like, and then, you know, like, and then a Bleach in Town. And then I'll put it mid-sentence and then not acknowledge it. And my friend will be like, what the fuck?
Should I just start doing that? Like, I'm stuck in the, like, formative years of my career. Like, I'm, like, 30 and I'm still saying Bleach in Town.
Do you remember what I DM'd you?
What did you say to me?
I said she needs to come up with a house music banger of Bleach in Town remix. I would pop my pussy so hard.
You're on to something there.
Have Diablo do it.
He literally could. I wouldn't even have to do
it. Have Diablo do it. That was the most LA shit.
Someone
I've
named
ever.
Diablo lives in my back
literally
house.
Literally lives downstairs.
Like a music producer
but
with a music
tattoo. But he's a sex slave named Diablo.
No, first of all, yes. Also, he's like 7 times Grammy nominated or something, like, crazy.
Platinum.
Like, 7 times platinum. He's like just downstairs.
Well, there's like an apartment attached to my house, so like I rent it out to him. But it's funny.
You have to like hike to it, like
music industry.
Hills.
Like yeah. He's always having like house rager, like bangers out and shit. I'm like, what's
wait,
going
that's
on?
Amazing. So you could just roll out and be in like a huge like Molly fest.
Honestly, if I wanted to, he's not gonna like that I'm calling his downstairs a Molly fest. But it's just a
that
joke.
Was me. Diablo. I called it that. Wait, but I would like because you've been in music.
Well.
You know what it's like. Some would say you are the music industry.
Oh, thank you. Literally, so she's lost her marbles.
A little.
No, but I have respect.
Yeah, she's playing Coachella next year.
Yeah, headlining.
Yeah, headlining.
With
no,
Ring.
But you have to have respect for someone who's like, I'm going to put out music when I'm not trained in music.
When I'm not good.
I was waiting for her to say when I'm not good at
you're
it.
You're not classically trained. Or are you?
I think my entire... Yeah, no, I'm super classically
trained. Hefner's a banger. That's a good song.
I think my entire career is just swinging and like missing 80% of the time. And then there's the occasional hit, you know?
Well,
like,
if it works, it works.
Was a miss.
Dude,
you know?
I'm like, look where you live. It's working.
Dude, I'm all about failing. And like,
me too.
I love failing. I love failing fast. I love breakups. I love getting fired. I love getting canceled. Like, let's fucking go.
I literally couldn't agree more. I don't know if it's like, did you grow up in like a toxic environment?
Well, I grew up in Brooklyn, New York with like a pretty intense, like I was an athlete and everything was about like it. When you win, people love you more. And it was just like high pressure. And I just like wanted to, I was the oldest child and I wanted to be perfect for everyone. People pleaser. And then I realized like, you'll fucking be numb with like anxiety if you live like I need to be perfect for everything.
Absolutely.
And women too, they have so much pressure to be like, do they have it all? Is everything aligned up perfectly? These men are out here like slang and flang and whatever.
Absolutely.
Being wild.
That's why I
want to slang and flang.
I've got to do whatever I can. You're married. Yeah,
I know, it's really like off brand for me.
It's so,
that's what I said. I literally said that downstairs. I go, she's married, but like I feel like no one knows about it.
No one
like,
knows. We don't talk about it.
It's so
we need to talk
so,
about it.
That's
I want to
so
be
funny,
that's my
being married
goal.
And being like, no, I'm not. That's gonna be me. I'm gonna be married, and I'm gonna be like, well, yeah, I'm like technically married, but like
that's exactly how you will be.
I'm
that's
literally
how you are
technically married. Like you know, oh my
normalize
God,
like getting married, but then like forgetting.
Yes. Yeah, so talk to me about that. Can I ask questions?
Yes, babe.
Because you're just so like. Independent, I feel like you're a fellow like man hater, kind of like us. You know what I mean? That's really where I started to like bond with you
so
much
you're
online.
A fraud. She got like, married.
Yeah, like she like I was like this girl hates men. I need her in my
well,
life.
We have merch that says like men are trash. That's and, like our whole thing.
And being able to wear it home to your husband is an art
well,
form.
Yes, we are all about decentering men from our lives. Mm. But it's fucked up because, like, I love men. I fuck with men so hard. But, like, I only fuck with, like, guys who, like, let you shine, you know?
Yeah.
And I don't have any tolerance for dudes who are, like, not supporting women being cool. And, like, I love collaborating with women. I'm in a male-dominated space of stand-up comedy.
Oh, my God. I can't imagine.
Yeah, we want to ask you about that, too. I want to know. I want to know what you think from the inside.
We need, like, 7 hours.
Some of these people.
I feel like people were put on this planet for a reason.
Yeah.
And, like, for whatever reason, it takes a lot for me to get embarrassed because I'm, like, always doing stupid shit.
Me, too.
Like, we're kind of connected that way.
It's actually
And it's
really
a superpower
bad.
If you think about it. Like, so I'm, like, I will say things and do things that maybe other people are afraid to if it makes other people less afraid in the future.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Like I'll do stand-up comedy. I'll post stupid shit. And
that was
then
like
just
poetic. Like I'm out here just like farting in public. Like there's a purpose. There's a greater purpose. Like not like no Tana. Like that was beautiful.
No,
you
like
know?
You're slutty Brene Brown.
No, that is. And I want to know.
You're Jay Shetty if he got bleached hair. And was really good
that's
at blowjobs.
Oh my God. That's literally incredible. It's beautiful. Being a woman in the stand-up comedy space is crazy.
Like, yeah.
Like it is. I feel like there's nobody really hardly at all now.
Well, I do have to say, people don't talk about this enough, that the reason there's not more women in stand-up is because when you're starting off, it is not like a safe space. Like, let's say you're like, Hannah, I want to do an open mic tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
You have to, let's say you're in New York City. You have to go to like Brooklyn at midnight at a bar full of like just drunk dudes and go up and like
try to make them laugh.
Try to make them laugh, which like people can do, but like, there's so many funny women who like 6 months in are like, I don't think this is worth it.
Yeah.
I don't think this is for me. And then if you can't afford Ubers, you're like on the train heading home. Like it's not cultivating an easy like starting off point, but TikTok and online and YouTube have changed that. So women and meme culture is all gays and girls, let's be honest.
Yes.
So like it's enabled women to be able to get their sense of humor out and feel safe.
Yeah.
So that's kind of, I was able to do it online first, so then I was already like booking clubs and I didn't have to like start at like motels like a fast pass stuff.
TikTok definitely did like change that a lot, because it's like, even that, like you said, you'd be like at midnight at a bar and it'd be like a bunch of guys, like in order to get yourself in front of like more of a female audience, TikTok definitely kind of like,
for sure,
fast passed that.
Because you know how many girls are so talented, and because I was an athlete, I think I'm used to being in like male spaces, but I'm like trying to bulldoze, like I'm trying to be like, bring the girls, get the girls. But it's also like we say we hate men, but it's like, no, we just want men to not be shitty.
Oh my god, more than anything.
Like, because I love men, but like once you're aware that like you're not the problem and they're the problem, it's very empowering.
I've always been aware of that somehow. I don't know how, but I still, you were saying like not putting men at the center of your world. I'm still such a boy crazy, like psycho individual. So I don't understand. I hate them, but I couldn't live without.
But you even like went to girls for a sec.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
But you still are boy crazy.
She dabbles. But I also go for girls that are like, make the whole male race look like the most like kind,
male race is hilarious.
Like, because I need a girl who's crazier than me, which I think is like, imagine even trying to find that. That's honestly why I can't date girls that often, because I need you to come in my life and fuck it up so memorably that like I want, you know what I mean?
Wait, is the sex with girls just like insane?
It's insane, I guess. Sure.
Or do you like, is a lot of crying?
That's how it feels. That's how it feels. Like you're picking petals and flowers like out of a field. Like even if it's not, it still feels like that. Like
girls are emotional. I feel like that's the real problem. I heard Scarlett talk about this. We have a friend who's like been straight literally all up until like a year ago. Mm-hmm. And now she's in like a happy relationship with a girl. She had no idea either. And she's like, it's so much better, but it's like now there's twice the emotion because like the guys aren't like sobbing at everything and like getting so upset.
That's so true. Like if I fuck a girl one time, I feel like it's like so intimate and like, you know what I mean?
I feel my friend who's a lesbian, I asked her, I was like, how do you know when it's done? Because, you know, like I feel like they're just fucking and fucking and fucking and multiple orgasms. It's like all night.
Yeah.
And dude's like, you know when it's done.
Yeah, like, he's over. Like, absolutely.
The twitching
is weirdly an ick.
You like take his hand and you're like, he's just like, but like lesbians, like I asked her, this is actually so fucked up, but I asked her like, how do you know it's done? And she's like, you ask her. And I'm like, what's it like to have consensual sex? That's like, fucking that's insane. Crazy. Like to talk and communicate during sex, that's honestly never, too never intimate me. For me.
Like I don't even mean to be like, me too. But like I like it. I agree. But like there is something about just fucking it out. I'm a man, I think. But
you do have like a very like male mindset, I feel like.
Which is really scary, which, honestly.
I feel like would be good for a relationship with a girl over a guy.
Yeah, but then I seriously pick the people who need like in padded rooms.
Yeah.
Because we're similar, because I do think like I have similar masculine energy. I found an older man.
Okay.
With a zaddy.
Okay.
He's tired.
How? He's tired.
He's exhausted.
I make his oatmeal in the morning.
His banana jello. Like, that
he couldn't hear me if he wanted to. He's like a walker.
No,
like,
he has arthritis. He's not.
How much older than you is he?
So he's 47.
Okay.
And he's a comedian. And we met during COVID. We got engaged in 6 months. It was fucking crazy.
COVID relationships are crazy too.
It's like dog years.
It's accelerated. Like, yeah.
It's like DIY at home trauma bond, like so easily. It's insane.
You have to like MacGyver the relationship.
Absolutely.
But when I said decenter men from your life, I really meant like I was a player in that. Like I was about strategy. I was game plan. I was like, girlies, let's get together. Like, when are we texting him and why? How are we finding him? How am I gonna trick him into being obsessed with me?
Yeah. Love a good trick. And I'm in that phase right now.
Yeah, and I always felt like if I said the right thing at the right time, if I was funny enough, if I was cute enough, and then you realize like, that's not decentering men from your life.
Yeah.
That's like you trying to force energy onto them.
Oh, no.
Where we need to fucking...
I throw my phone off the balcony right now. I'm like, this is no good anymore.
But for real, it's like what happened is I just started... I was like single, 29, living with my parents during COVID with four cats. And my mom was like, so what went wrong? And I was like, Mom, I didn't miss anyone. I didn't like... no one got away.
Wow.
But I remember being like, after a couple bad relationships where you lose yourself, you start to just be like, can I just wake up in the morning and feel good about myself?
Yeah.
And that's like the bare minimum. Wake up, be happy, have friends you fuck with. And the next thing you know, I started getting into comedy. And this dude who was a comedian that I'd seen like 5 years ago, who lived in Ireland. So I was like, I guess I can't marry him. But I saw him in the city and I was like, he's fucking hot.
Why is everyone a leprechaun in my head in Ireland?
I don't know. I'm thinking offensive. Like, P.S. No, I love you. Like,
he's like a tall leprechaun, very handsome. And I said, and he DM'd me because he saw me in behind like some Nikki Glaser's Instagram story. And like, again, like that was, I did not trick him. I did not think of that. The universe is like conspiring in your favor if you fucking let it. But if you're like, oh, instead of doing what I want to do, I'm going to like go into this bar because I think my ex might be there with his, like, no.
That's the entire canceled podcast without you, dead ass. Like, she's so right. But you're so 100%.
Because then your energy, the universe, I say it's like surfing. You guys are from LA. I'll do a surfing reference. But it's like when you, I've never fucking surfed before and I never will. But if you find the right wave, you know how it's fucking smooth? Yeah. Right now, you're just battling. But you see, if we were throwing up, like, you could tell.
That's exactly what I'm saying. Like, those two perfect curls, my shit would have, like,
you have, like, from something on your chest.
But just still, like, you just know this hair would be, like, straight up. Like, this one would have, like, some buffalo sauce.
Really but, honestly, this made me feel good. I think that you should take a little bit of her and you should take a little bit of her.
We try.
Sometimes we, like, do a little switcheroo.
We do sometimes. Like, you know, I'll be, like, wholesome for, like, a week and then you'll be, like, feral for a
week. Yeah, she just did 75 hard. She was sober forever. And I was having a drink for the both of us. It was a bad time.
You drink for you.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No, literally, because I have this weird thing, and by this weird thing I mean alcoholism, where when I can't fucking drink, I have to black out the people around me and like feel it through them, like a Megan Fox, like blood sucker, energy sucker, like weird.
It was so horrible. It was like we'd be at dinner and she'd like, drink it now.
Yeah, like, oh my God, Tana, like that's almost just as bad as you being blacked out. Like,
I used to have that, like, if I would feel guilty about eating something, I'd be like, here, have some.
Like, that's kind of like men though now with me. Like, I'm married, and if a guy's super hot, I'll just text my friend. I'll be like, please fuck him for me.
Like, would you like my number?
Yeah. I have like a Rolodex and I like to like connect people.
Oh, that's beautiful. I love a Cupid friend.
But you guys, I forget, like, you guys are...
Horse.
Young.
No, I'm just kidding.
You guys are... What? You're young, right?
Kind of. What are 26.
You? 26?
24.
And you both, like, have mature energy. But as someone who's in her 30s, 31...
But aren't the 30s, God, you're like girl. Everything? Like, everyone says they're, like, everything.
Your 30s are everything. I say your 20s is trying to get people to like you, and your 30s are you trying to like yourself.
Oh my God, I love that.
And isn't there a piece to that, to wake up and be like, what does this bitch want today?
Absolutely.
Because in your 20s, you're still, like, you're supposed to be fucked up in your 20s. No one tells that to you. They're like, it's your best time of your life, and you're so skinny, and everyone loves you. No, you're fucking, I was a mess. I'm confused. Every time I said anything, I was like, that was weird. That was super weird. I think you go through enough trauma by the end of your 20s that your 30s, you're like, I can't live every day scared of, like, is this the end?
Yeah.
Like, anything that happened to me in my 20s, I was like, this is it.
Well, yeah, I just write off everything as my 20s. You know, when I bulldoze my whole life, like, fuck everything up, I'm like, I'm just, like, 24. I'm so quirky and young. But, like, I also feel 80, so it's, like, a weird balance, you know?
I'm obsessed with that. I'm, like, an old man deep down.
Right? I, like, genuinely am. I feel that.
I'm a retired old man.
But not in, like, a wise way. And, like, my knees hurt. And, like, I've made awful decisions my whole life.
Like, and, like, I'm just grumpy for no reason.
Literally, I'm so angry at the world. Like, nothing, like, cool about being an 80-year-old man. Just all the negative parts. Seriously. Someone date me.
But you do give like rich man energy.
Thank you so much.
But also, like, you'll rich man, like, you'll cheat on her.
Yeah, she does give that as well.
I'm just kidding. I'm in my 20s.
I fell on his dick. I slipped with my little 20-year-old feet.
Literally, exactly. That's no. I'm trying to be better. I think the beginning of my 20s, I really got all my actual feral, awful behavior. Feral. Like just can't even like think about it. Now I think at least I can kind of think about it. I credit that to people like Brooke too, the good decision makers around me.
Really,
who are
that's
like,
the nicest thing you ever said to me.
Wow.
But that's I cool. haven't been making very good decisions, honestly.
Yeah, and honestly, like, it's the blind leading the blind. Helen yeah, that's squared.
True. But that is so your 20s. It is. It's a fucking blind leading the blind. And then also, like, sex in your 20s was so bad. Like, really? You have so many experiences
I
where you're just,
I heard
like,
you say this one time. It's like, you literally just don't even, like, know, they don't know. You don't even know that it's bad until it's
you
not
don't
anymore.
Yeah, no. I mean, I feel so bad for the girlies. But I think when you get a little older, in your late 20s, mm-hmm. that's when you stop fucking with the squirrel brains. Mm-hmm. And you start getting those, like, older guys in their late 30s.
I'm hoping so. But see, I'm scared of being with a man with not a squirrel brain as well, because it's true. Like, then how the fuck am I gonna manipulate
well, that's
you?
Yeah, no, that's what I have to deal with. My like, he calls me out on my shit. It's super humbling. I say sorry all the time.
Oh my god, huge.
Oh, you
but that's because I'm done with my.
I do not want to say sorry ever.
But you'll get to a point where you realize, oh, a relationship is about like two people not competing against each other, and she's like, we have each other's backs.
Yeah.
And if me saying sorry like helps us, aww. Like then we're more powerful. He's the one. Oh my god, this motherfucker. I started seeing him. He's a comic, so obviously a narcissist.
He's a what? Oh.
Like you think like he's gonna be a narcissist. Comedian men are like
yeah
nightmares a lot of the time to date.
Oh, we have to talk.
We
about
will
that.
Go. We will talk.
Yes.
And I dated comics before, and I was Mrs. Like I'm never dating a comic before again. So then I was like trying to make him jealous like second week, obviously.
Yeah.
I was like texting him shit, and he just called me and was like, hey, if you want to like play games, that's totally fine. I just don't really want to be involved in something like that.
I would have a stroke.
I put my tail up my butt.
Yeah.
And I was like, ah. And in that moment, I was like, that was so vulnerable. And like, I was like, he's going to fuck the shit out of me, this man.
Absolutely.
Like that man like knows what absolutely. He's doing. And immediately I was like, I'm so sorry. And
well, there is something to be said about being with someone you like have respect for, even, you know,
that's the thing.
Because it's like if you can play the games, it's like there's that power dynamic there, you know.
In my 20s, I think I actually had intimacy issues. Like I never wanted to be hurt. So I would fuck with like all these like hot, dumb dudes all the time that like if they hurt me, I'd be like, he's dumb. Like yeah. he's stupid. But I liked being like a man where like I'm like, I'll be the ugly, funny one. And he'll be like, and look at all these hot men that like me. But it was all ego.
What, you thought you were the ugly, funny
yeah,
one?
Yeah, I wanted to be, like, the ugly, funny. I wanted, like, hot. Like, I wanted stupid hot.
I'm like, oh, and just so dumb. Like, not a thought behind their eyes, like, but, like, beautiful.
Like, spells the word isn't I-S-I-N-T, and I'm like.
Oh, man, and you eat it up every
yeah,
fucking
like,
time.
Yeah, I'm like, he's so funny.
That's, it's actually, that
and
is
boring,
actually crazy.
Like, so boring.
Literally, I've started to kind of accept that I think you can't have it all, though.
Like, I literally wrote this down in my notes the other day for us to talk about. We were talking about, like, the, like, how every like little quality adds up, and it's like you have to subtract something to get the other
like every guy I've ever been fun like with that's funny and fun
if
like,
he's funny and fun he's not
might
hot.
As well beat me and if because like you know
no funny is so powerful, and I think that's why like we have power because we're funny and some men can't handle it. But you know what it is, yeah, no guy's perfect. It's finding the demons of his that will fuck with your demons in the right way. So, like, the shit that you're... That was some deep shit.
Like, complimentary...
Complimentary demon. Flaws. So, like, everyone's fucked up. After a couple... Yeah, you're right. After a couple months, you're like, oh, that's his thing. And then being like,
is
that my thing?
Concept.
Yeah.
That's a crazy... I've never
thought
about
dating. Well,
because
you shouldn't have, like,
that.
The same ones.
Yeah, yeah, there's... Because that's what you realize in your 20s. Like, you're going to meet guys who, like, his demons other girls can handle, but not you because of your past trauma.
Whoa. The demon thing is crazy because I just like pretend they're not there till one day I explode and I kill you in your sleep. Like, it's awful.
But like once you, I feel like, okay, I'm getting so fucking deep and I did not think this podcast was going to be the one. But here we are.
Now that's hurtful, first of all.
No, but tell me why, like my notes today were like, talk about icks. Like I had nothing not going, like I see why.
Like, no, I only fuck with deep talk. But it's like, you're going to, they're like a mirror for you where like I think you're gonna end up with someone who's put on this earth to teach you something. So sometimes it's actually uncomfortable. Like if I get bored that. If a guy like lets me just like be my naughty self
100%.
And get away with all my bullshit. Like, so I'm bullshitting, whatever. And he's not challenging me. You need a little challenge. That means he cares.
Absolutely.
But it's uncomfy. And if you don't want to deal with that, then, like, you're not ready to, like, be with the person that you want to level up for.
Oh, my God.
Well, shit. I'm like, yeah, what I'm learning today is
I'm really not ready for anything at all.
Well, I think I learned that a little while ago.
17.
I've always fucking said that.
And it's not like I've become more mature. You just get tired where you're like, okay, like, I can't do this whole rigmarole again.
Yeah.
Like, how many times can you have the same fucking bullshit 6 months relationship?
And that's the thing is,
so many times.
Yeah, honestly. I weirdly just have this, like, respawn button right now, like, where I just 6 months respawn. 6 months. Hopefully that'll change soon. Okay, I'm trauma dumping. Someone else start talking now, please.
No. I also love that you're wearing Uggs. Okay,
it's because my toenails. I wanted to be barefoot so bad, but I swear to God, if my bare feet were next to you right now, you'd leave this house.
I'm the wrong person to tell. Like, she might get upset, but I'm, like, dirtier than you. I swear to God.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Talk to me, though. Because that's, I promise
I
you.
I took a bath in my own throw up last night.
Was it exfoliating? It
probably.
Honestly, it's kind of, that's so true. It's just, there's just something about, you know, but you are cleaner. I don't even know.
This, I don't know why I'm trying to, like, fight for my life. I'm like, I am dirty.
Right. Like, this guy sent me a photo of my shirt that I left at his house, like, a while ago the other day. And I kid you not, I honestly, should I just.
There's, like, skid marks on it.
Should I share drop the photo?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's.
No.
I'm not kidding. We'll put it into cancel, but I'm just going to show you. On this man's floor, I'm not kidding you. I just need,
I
you
bet
to
that
see
is
this.
Not mine. That's your other bitch. That's not my shirt.
That's your secret family. That's not me.
Look at, first of all, the Hillary Duff, let the rain fall down.
Wait, first of all, I need that shirt. Second of all, it's brown.
Yeah, like, it's a white tank top. Like, what did I do?
Wait, I can't see it.
It could be blood.
There's not even, like, that's so your, I could never be like, that's your other girls. Like, no one else is, anyone else is at least taking that home.
No, but, like, you know, this, do you have a dog or something?
Yeah, but, like, unfortunately, I'm the dog, I think, which is just so terrifying.
But there is something hot about, like, that Adam Sandler confidence to be like, I'm fucking gross.
You know exactly who you're talking
I'm
about.
I'm fucking gross, and you're still gonna fuck me.
Honestly, I think that I just had an out-of-body experience that I'm looking for the Adam Sandler, but I am the Adam Sandler. Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Because this guy was like, I find it so endearing, like, how you can't eat a meal without getting it, like, all over your shirt. Like, it's so sweet. Like,
endearing, you have, like, is hilarious.
Like, he's, like, going on about how cute it is, and I'm like, like, you're brainwashed as hell, because it's, that's not the case. You know what I mean?
No, but you're going to find that man. Like, I remember I was at a party once with all these models, and I was dating this, like, British dude, and he said that he looked over at me, and I was, like, hunched over, man spread, like,
every time,
talking with my hands, like, something way too passionate about something stupid. And I think I, like, spilled the drink on the table, and he was like, in that, and he was, like, kind of into it. But in my head, I was like, I'm gorgeous. Like,
literally,
I'm killing it.
That is my entire life. Like,
it's,
I've never,
so delusional.
Just no motive.
And my friend will be like, you're missing a tooth, and I'm like, you're jealous.
Bro, dead. Like, I've never once sat like I have a vagina in my entire,
I mean,
entire life.
Look, my mom's going to be like, hey, can you not sit like with seven chins on the next podcast? And I'll be like, I don't care. Because we cannot compete with the patriarchy if, like, we're worrying about it and they're not.
But then I'll face-tune myself into a sim. It's like, pick a goddamn team, bitch. Like, how are you going to face-tune yourself to look like a Hadid and then be at a party, like, rocking out with your cock out? Like, figure it out.
Have you ever had a makeup artist take a pic and then send it to you, like, face-tuned gorgeously?
Oh, my God. Yes.
Yeah, she
and
has.
I know you're going to say, like, oh, my God, no. Wait, like,
no.
Oh.
So I never edit photos because I'm like, oh, I don't want to hate myself in real life. But yesterday, this woman did my makeup. She sent the photo. And I know that she was Facetune. I asked my friend.
To the gods.
She straight up was like,
I saw the photo. You looked amazing. She did a good job.
So, and it was to the point where I sent it to my own family. And my mom was like, you've never looked prettier. I'm like, yeah, because it's not me. And then I was like, Paige, I'm going to post it and see what people do. Most likes I've gotten on a photo in like forever.
No, it's
so it's
dark.
Fucked up that society is responding
it's dark.
To me looking like Bella.
And I like write it off as that. I'm like, I'm just, it's my job.
See, it's
I'm
my
like,
job.
Like, no.
Well, part of me is like, okay, if I get more engagement when they fucking make me look like an alien pussy.
That's what I'm, that's literally what I'm saying. But at the same time, I would Facetune like my passport photo. So then it's like, you know, like.
I did it.
You know what I mean? Like at the DMV, like, do you have, is your AirDrop on? Because I need a fucking movie to
face up Silk 3.
Oh my god.
But
oh.
Like for the girls in their 20s listening, how you carry yourself is fucking everything.
Do you know who you're talking to? Like, first of all, just even just I always say like I feel like our entire fan base is like fatherless street rats. Yes. You know what I mean? Like we're
okay,
all no
fatherless
offense.
Fatherless street rats should be the name of the podcast. See, my dad, I had this obsession. Like he was my coach, so it was all about like to this day. I don't care what my husband thinks. I just want my dad to be proud of me.
Aww. Wait, what was your sport you keep saying?
I was
saying?
A tennis player.
Oh my gosh, that's a really like
tennis is a hot girl
so
sport.
Hard.
Tennis, it
is.
Wasn't
Did you get
when
to wear
I
the
started.
Little outfit?
It was for the nerds when I was there. I was like, fucking tennis. Where now every girl like has a tennis racket. Like,
oh my god!
I
oh, but
play
how
tennis.
Fun is that?
Wait, I like, need to give you guys a tennis lesson.
I would do anything.
I can't
in the
imagine
world.
Something funnier than us two trying to learn how to play.
It's
tennis.
Also good
I would
fitness.
I would do anything in the world to try it. Seriously, let's do it. And I just want to go to like Malibu with you. And there's like the Sophia Richie types. Like, and I want to just watch you fucking eat
oh,
them
yeah.
alive.
We'll, oh my god, we'll grunt. We'll be like, ah!
Yeah,
like manly grunts.
Oh my god, wait, now this is my dream. I'm not kidding.
Absolutely.
Put it on the calendar.
But it's so sexual. You just shove like a ton of balls in your skirt, and you're just like,
That's one in here, one. In here, I'm like,
that's insane. That's oh my god, like a little bra.
Wait,
stuff.
You could be yeah. my proteges. You're my next Williams sisters.
Oh my god, I love that. I absolutely love that. I would love. I love that. Sincerely, what stand up doing? Is crazy to me too. Like, I love your whole journey. I would like want all the man oh on the street god. Shit you do and shit.
Thank
is
you.
So cool. Is that ever like? Because like I just recently got into like trying out man on the street shit.
Yeah.
And I had so much fun.
It's an art,
but it's. It like people don't talk about how scary it is. Like you see the final product and it's just you like talking to people with a microphone and the yeah. people who talk back and the funny things or whatever.
Yeah.
You have to kind of like get up in someone's
so
grill.
I'm,
you piss people off.
I'm cheating in mine.
Yeah.
So mine at first I'm at a comedy club like every night like working on material and you're just hanging. And I was like, it'd be so fun to ask dudes questions that like they don't get asked.
Yeah.
And like kind of make them uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
just see the men really know these things. And again, I know that like I'm not afraid of saying stupid shit.
Yeah.
So I'm
didn't
like,
you ask men like
power.
How many tampons girls
how many
use tampons in like
do they
a
use
week?
During the week? Like I'll ask them all that stupid shit. I'll ask them about farting, like girls who fart. And
yeah.
I almost feel like it's almost all the questions I ask are such good first date questions because after asking them these weird questions, I'm like, I know exactly the kind of dude you are.
It's so
yeah,
true.
Perfect.
It's so true.
So
but they're just down for it.
So what I was doing is at this comedy club and I went outside and I was interviewing men. And they're like these drunk finance bros. And it was fine. But the next day they're calling me, like messaging me on LinkedIn, being like, hey, don't post that. Don't post that. Because you have to get oh. consent. And if they're drunk, there's no consent. And I'm like, I'm not fucking getting in like legal battles with these people. And I don't care to post you that bad.
Yeah.
So I actually am interviewing all my comedian friends.
Oh, really?
Who are at the club. They're comedians. Oh. They're stand-up comedians. Because at first I was like, I don't want comedians. Like, I want it to be, like, raw and stupid.
Yeah.
But I realized comedians are raw and stupid.
Yeah.
So I go to the club. I text all my people. These are, like, open micers. These are people who have been doing comedy for 10 years.
Oh, that's genius.
And we've created this, like, community. So I'm not going up to random people.
I would, like, harass in, like, strangers for it. It's terrifying.
It's really terrifying. And also, you almost have to get, if you do that, you have to not be yourself. You have to be like, I'm a different person
no,
coming up to
100%. It's like manic and insane and you have to like just block out completely where you are. And I do it with Jeff and Jeff is like
yeah.
insane and like this man too. Like he's not afraid of anything. You know what I mean? So if yeah. he pisses someone off, he's like, you know what I mean?
And
like,
I'm
whatever.
Like highly sensitive where I'm like, if I was that person right now, I'd be so upset.
No, literally. And I'm like in the corner like, oh my God, Jeff, please stop. Like this is so embarrassing. Like
no, so
I can't.
I'm interviewing comedians at the club. So I'll like hit him up and be like, I'm doing man on the street. I called Hand on the Street. 8 p.m. They all get in a line and then we just fucking go for like 3 hours.
God, and that's so God. smart. And then you just know it's gonna be funny because they're funny.
And then I edit the fuck out of it because I actually come from a comedy video background.
Really?
I used to work with this company, Betches.
Okay.
Where I would...
Wait, I know what it is.
They're like a meme page.
Yeah. Okay.
I used to write...
But when they have a podcast, right?
So they have podcasts. They have like a lot of stuff. But I was like 25, no job. Mm. And was like, I want to do something with video and just be a goofy little goose. My silly goose era. And I manifested like, I just want to do video. Next thing you know, they were paying me like $300 a week. People were like, Hannah's not doing well. But I saw long term. I was like, when I'm 30, I'm going to at least be in my lane. I'm going to be on the right wave surfing.
Right. Huge surfer.
So I started writing tweets and memes, and it was like a Betches boot camp, I called it. Like, and then I started writing these like SNL type sketches. And again, like I was just working my little ass off for no money.
Yeah.
But I was like, wait, I found
lane. You want to do.
And I was fucking a comedian at the time. So subconsciously, I was like learning about him.
Don't do that.
So. But we have to talk about it. We have to have this conversation because I have a serious problem with saying things we shouldn't on this podcast.
What's your experience? Have you, besides your husband, did you dabble in comedians at all?
I had like one very serious comic that I dated, and I like messed around with another one, and I know them all very deeply. So when I first heard about comics, they're like, comics are the worst. And I'm like, are they really that much worse than like a finance bro or an actor or YouTuber or TikToker? And I realized, I was like, no, not if you're with a successful one. No, the successful ones are like the most fucked up.
Because it's like narcissist vibes?
It's the most insane because they're so powerful that they can make anyone laugh at any time.
Yeah.
So there's different types of comics. There's the ones who are like so funny on stage and then off stage, they're just like depressed, empty, worthless without like
validation.
Validation, yeah.
Which we can relate to.
I'm like, wait.
And then there's the ones that don't fucking turn off.
Yeah.
Oh, like, as my in, God. Like, I'm doing bits.
I don't think I could be with somebody like that, honest to God, because I feel like I would just be like, how can I tell when you're not kidding?
I realized that. Like, I thought I was going to enter a comedian era for like 2 seconds. And then it was like, okay, everything can't be a joke.
And if you're hanging out with their friends, it's like, you can't get a word in because everyone's getting the punchline.
Yeah. And they're like the person who has to be like, have the most attention in the room. And it's like,
yes.
And you have to turn your own volume down. Always swinging like that. Like, not everything's funny. Like, if they're like still or sparkling, I'm like still. And you're like, don't think about still. It's like, oh my God.
Yeah. At some point you're like, how much laughter do you need to feel whole?
Yeah.
And they're definitely like not being themselves. So you're like, how do I even like connect with you? Because they act the same way in front of everyone and they don't fucking turn off. So those are kind of like the two comics. Like, they're really depressed. And then my dude was like a European comic, so they're kind of different.
So he's like, he's a little different.
So he's like,
so he like smokes a cigarette. He's like,
but he's more like lived more life where like if you met him you wouldn't know he was a comedian.
Yeah.
And that's like ideal.
Yeah.
But a lot of the comics, like, their skill is conversation. Mm. So like I have to tell myself sometimes to stop because I'll be like at a normal brunch and I'm like, I gotta murder this brunch, I gotta be killing, I gotta get everyone laughing. Then I'm like, stop.
Yeah.
Just people like you. Just sit there. Just exist.
Yeah. Well, it's hard when you have a job in general that like relies on any form of like validating people, because it's like a very weird gray area of like trying not to run that over into like your every interaction. You
For
know
sure.
I mean?
But I also feel like there's so many people who are funny, and to do stand-up comedy, you have to have a certain level of self-hate. Like, oh, it's crazy. Like, to be like, instead of staying in tonight, I'm going to go out and test new jokes on an audience that could think I suck.
Yeah.
But I have that like masochistic vibe where like, I think it's a lack... Deep, I'm very confident, but deep down, I'm not confident in that. I'm like, I need to work so much harder than everyone around me to be successful.
That's fair. Wow.
So
honestly,
I do like
I resonate with that.
So then I do crazy shit where it's like, yeah, why do you have 400 shows this month?
And oh I'm my
like,
god, 'cause
that's just literally so I can run away from my thoughts.
Understandable though.
That's
completely.
So crazy though. I just would have so much fear, honest to God, just like a bad audience. Like, don't
whenever
laugh
you
at
say
me,
honest
I will.
To God, I want to say on God.
Oh my god. See, and then it's like god. I just do things like that and it's like, oh my god, how do you ever like recover? Like, I'm in a constant bit,
but that
like now
yeah,
I can never not
you.
Oh 100%.
And it's but also women, sorry, I didn't mean to yell at you guys. Women are multifaceted. Like, you could be like, on God, Bryce, whatever. And then the next second, you're fucking yelling at your accountant, being like, yeah, I made $3 million this last month. Figure out what to do. Like, it's about, like, we're not put
it
in
is.
One
She's
box.
So versatile.
You're
a woman of many talents.
Sometimes it's pussy, sometimes it's dick. It's whatever
all,
you're in the mood
it's
for.
It's all of the above, honestly. That's true.
But I'm proud of you guys. I feel like you're fucking killing it. You're putting yourself out there.
I think it's so funny that you said before we started rolling, feeling that we are like the epitome of LA to you, like, or that we like define LA. That sounded more condescending than how you said it. You said it really nicely. But
I'm not familiar with like the YouTube scene. I'm from Brooklyn, New York. I'm just a New York City rat, I call it. And you go online and you see like Tana with like gorgeous blonde hair with all these like
buffalo sauce in it.
Buffalo sauce ranch. Yeah. And just like all these like celebrities that you see, and like every night they're just partying and then like just looking insanely hot all the time, going out.
I don't know what Tana you're
bikinis.
Seeing.
That's like the
fake that, one. That I'm the sim.
And then you guys, you're always like, there's some Corvette in the back. Like, there's some like kid with a weird haircut that has like 80 million followers. Just like
patchwork tattoos. Next to you. Yeah, always.
It's just, it's crazy. And yeah, like even sitting here, you know, I live in like a little apartment in New York City, and you guys are looking onto, I don't even know what this is. I don't know what LA is, but it's beautiful.
Honestly, I don't know what that is.
But I feel like you're fucking LA.
I am like so LA, and I've like, I fought that for so long, but I've just been here for so long that I think it's
like, I don't feel like it's a shameful thing. People are always like so condescending about it. I'm like, no, I love it.
You're what people move to LA to become.
I think as long as you don't get caught up in like the negative shit. I saw yeah. this TikTok of this girl on a podcast, like a TikToker on a podcast, and she was like, LA is just so dark and everyone's off. Bleep it, God damn it. And just going on and on. But I'm like, if you can't come to a city and find six people who are real people.
Two. Just find two. You'll make it.
On God. Literally two people who are just real as shit and like take you out of that world, and you guys can actually have a real friendship and be real people. Like, you're the problem.
People are assholes everywhere. It's like a hasty
generalization. Yeah, like LA's just so, I can't make one friend. I'm just so different than everyone. Go make friends with the barista, bitch. Like, they're normal fucking people.
Find someone with a normal
here.
Job if you like. If you want them to be
normal. Or it's like, honestly, go back.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, go
I think blaming a whole ass city. I'm not.
Cities are fucking hard. Cities will eat you up and spit you out for
absolutely.
Sure.
New York as well.
New York is just like that. But I always say, like, it's about the energy. You're here for the potential and the energy, and you don't just get here and everything works out.
Yeah.
Like, you didn't just become where you are.
And you have to fight for shit. Even shit like friendships and relationships. And you've got to, like, work to curate what you want around you and not just, like, oh, woe is me. Nothing ever.
I was here for, like, literally 3.5 years before I had any friends that were, like,
my really real fucked friends with and shit.
Or had any sort of.
And you were also figuring out who you were, too, during it.
Oh yeah,
But that's why I think people come to LA and they just want it all to be like success and, you know, a slow rise to beautiful fame. You fucking failed your way to the top.
Absolutely. And like, I'm gonna keep doing it.
And that's some Michael Jordan shit. Look at me with all these so random references, but like,
you're such an athlete.
I'm such an athlete. I'm an old man. I told you I'm an old man, but like, he shot and missed so many like.
God, I'm gonna leave here today on a motherfucking high horse. Like, I'm canceling all my meetings. I'm failing my way to the top, baby.
Michael Jordan is the greatest of all time, right? He missed so many game-winning shots because he was going for it. You're just always going for game-winning shots. Don't be sitting around the bench judging the people going for game-winning shots and missing. Suck a dick.
It's just so funny comparing Tana Mosher to Michael Jordan in any realm. Like,
I mean,
like
there's it, I've never been done
there's
before.
There's truth to, like, I understand the analogy, but just like out of body, like, and I don't necessarily know if I think everything was a game winning shot. Like, I think some were like, put the ball down, bitch. Like, get a
pass
grip.
The ball.
Like, get yeah, like traveling with it. Like, no, me. Like, no. But awful.
Are you afraid of failing?
No. Oh my God.
And it shows. That was a compliment, I fucking swear. I swear. It just means you're going through life fearless.
I think I'm just, you know, yeah, right, literally. I'm just always swinging. That's what I've always said. I'm always swinging, some hit, some miss. I'm just, yeah. I used to be worse with that because I'm very naturally impulsive. Like, especially if there's no, like, if there were no cameras on right now, like, I'm saying, what this, it's just live stream of consciousness. Same. You know, I'm even just now that we're getting back into this, like, trying to work on being better at that. Like, not just like, don't say some things, you know what I mean?
And loose lips, like, makes you good at what you do, but then as more people listen, you're like, oh, like, what I say affects people. Yeah. So there's like a balance.
I've just entered my what I say affects people era.
And also, when you're trying to make people laugh, that's hard, because obviously the behind all of it is always good. You're like, I'm trying to get laughter.
Absolutely. So, I'm just saying,
you're not like out here trying to like actually like be a politician and like hurt people.
And I love shocking shit. So I'm like always saying shocking shit, wild shit. But it's like, I've just like, when I look back on my old anything, like interviews, podcasts, TikToks, everything, like even just this week, this girl was like kind of coming at me on like a podcast.
Yeah.
And I was like, me 2 years ago would have a 7-part series dissertating why I hate her, her life, her existence, and every bad thing she's ever done, as if I've done nothing bad ever. You know what I mean? Like just like rose colored glasses on completely. And like now I can actually just like press draft.
There's also this new thing of like you not responding takes you to like another level.
It's beautiful. It really
I have
is.
Such a hard time with it though, because it like I fight demons. I want so badly to respond, and that's why the Reddit thing.
But they
I'm
want
going
you
through
to
the Reddit
respond.
Phase right now, and it's all like, they want I can't.
Do you know what she admitted to me downstairs?
No.
Do you know what she admitted to me downstairs? Like you couldn't waterboard this information out of me, Brooke. First of all, like I can't even believe she has an account on Reddit, but her username is like user 107 like 5 whatever, like just a randomized one, and she'll be on her Reddit thread, and if someone says something about her, she'll be on that little account like defending herself, and then write like dash Brooke, like is in the thread like on
a
burner.
I'll say yeah, like no, you're wrong, this is what really happened, and I say it's
and they're like, okay, user 537, I'm sure you're Brooke.
Well, they never believe me.
You
they're
know
like,
this is not sustainable.
I know. It's not sustainable, and it's really bad for my mental health, honest to God.
But no, the Reddit,
you know, the Reddit is emotional cutting.
It is. It's self-harm.
I'm sorry, clip.
It's, no, it's clip. Literal self-harm. But and then you get a little, you have a couple good comments, you get kind of cocky.
That's the problem. So she's taught me this from the beginning. She says you are independent of people's opinion, or like opinions of you, good or bad. Mm-hmm. But it's like, I don't want to be independent of the good opinions, because I'm like, you're so right.
But it's just.
But that's the thing. They don't know you. I once was told by like some producer or some shit. He was like, the people that love you and the people who hate you are actually kind of like, they don't know you, and you can't take in the love or the hate.
It really
close.
That's so true. Like they're the same in different ways. Like you have to kind of take everything like that, and it's hard because I'll read a comment like, you know what I mean, like canceled episode was the best ever, this is the best ever, and I'm like, we are the best.
Should I win an Oscar?
And then I read another comment that's like, you should die, and then it's like, should I, because then if I hold the other one to that weight, I'm gonna hold the bad thing to that
weight.
Yeah,
way,
and
see, that's the problem. It's like, how do you care about one side and not the other?
Exactly.
But it's just so fun.
And at the end of the day with content,
it is fun.
If you guys sat up here and just like, what do people want to hear? You don't have a successful pod. It's what you want to say and what you want to do. And that's what makes you authentic to you.
And I like let, if I read comments and shit and like let them affect me like that, like I will notice it in like the ways that it manifests in my personality. Like I will just notice like the things that I'm now catering to mentally.
They,
like,
I
oh,
say
don't
it affects this, your creativity.
100%.
The second you start being like, oh, people are going to think I'm choogy or awkward or whatever, or I'm annoying. Yeah. You stop being yourself.
Absolutely.
And if you're not getting hate on your podcast, that means no one listens to your podcast.
Yeah, I love it. I've always said that.
I do have a hard still though, I'll read a comment that's like, oh, she always talks over Tana. And then the next episode, I'm sitting there the whole time like,
and the people are like, she literally doesn't talk enough.
Like, it's, yeah. And it's
you'll
like,
just never win.
I just can't
if
win.
I don't talk over you, it means I'm not listening.
Well, I agree.
If you say something and I wait 4 seconds, that means bitch is spacing out.
Absolutely. Like the ADHD brain.
Exactly right.
Is
that's my favorite thing you've
ADHD
said so far.
ADHD brain is everything to me. Like,
I'm going to forget. I'm going to forget my thought if I don't say it the second that it comes
but
to me.
It is interesting. LA does have a certain culture where like you see what like an ideal success is and you want to be like, oh, I want the surgery to look exactly like that girl, or I want the personality, I want the voice, I want to sound just like Kim K. And so many girls are becoming just little like
carbon copies
that are like McMansions. Like they're like,
yum.
And it's just less than the original. And it's
like
why don't you be that girl that other girls are like, fuck, I want to be unique like that.
Yeah, I know. I like say that and I agree with that, but then catch me at the med spa like, I need a lip flip.
Well, the med spas are like Starbucks here.
Dude, it is so, they really are like Starbucks.
Do your
here.
Friends tell you like, yo, you went a little too hard with the Botox? Because you could get lost in the sauce.
Sometimes.
I've been so lost in the sauce.
We got in a fight recently. I was like, your lip flip looks so fucking stupid.
I'm so glad it's gone, honestly. Literally.
But you need a friend, because you know if you do a little all
like
the time.
Like Miss Piggy I looked like for
first
so
of all,
long.
You look great now. I feel like both of us, well, we dissolved a lot. But
yeah.
Oh, yeah. Is everyone dissolving in LA?
I dissolved almost. Like, I was going real crazy with it. If you, like, look back at, like, the beginning of Canceled Podcast, I see those, and I'm like, who was
if that? If my upper lip didn't touch my nose, like, for years. I had like a serious issue. And then one day I was like, you know, your side profile exists, right? And they're out to here. And it's not fucking cute.
Because you're not looking from the side.
Yeah, like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, like, okay, it's up to here, but it's also out to fucking here, bitch.
Could you kiss?
Yeah, but like I know, and I've kissed girls with like hella lip filler and without hella lip filler. And I actually remember the first time I hooked up with a girl with lip filler and she had like a lot and it was like hard. In my head, I was like, damn, this is what I've been giving for like years. Oh, in like a way. It was still good. Like, no shade. I'm just saying it's like,
Ozempic just hit New York.
Did it just hit New York?
It just hit New York. And the girl, everyone's like freaking out.
Yeah.
Because everyone's like, is she on it? Is she on it?
That's absolutely.
I'm like, Reddit knows everyone who's on Ozempic.
It's wild. They really do. So it's been in LA for like a long time.
Well, I think it's been in LA for like products almost like a year now though. Like, well, Kim K did the
Met.
This is speculation.
I based it off the Met, but she definitely allegedly did it for the Met. She had to.
For the Maryland dress.
She did run on the treadmill a lot, she said.
And then, I mean, you know, but it's weird because LA's so weird and dark like that, that even like I just did 75 hearts. So I'm like looking healthier and shit, like feeling
she's
healthier.
Glowing.
And every person I see, it's like, oh my God, are you on Ozempic? Like, that's the same thing as just saying like, are you losing weight really fast? Which is the same thing as just saying like, let's all get eating disorders. Like, yeah, it's crazy
it's
that
horrible.
That's like created
it also
this
sucks
new.
That like you put 75 days in of like taking care of yourself and someone's like, did you just...
And honestly, should have just fucked.
I had that too. I went through a bad breakup, like a really bad breakup, lost like a bunch of weight, and everyone's like, Ozempic. I'm like, I did this the old fashioned way, getting cheated on.
Yeah. Like, it's insane.
Like, literally, it's easier than you think.
You know? I lost myself. I couldn't find myself for months.
And it sucks too, because everyone's like, you look, God, I had no idea. You look amazing. And I'm like, well, great. I can never gain a pound again because
that's
you just
the
made
worst
such a big
about
deal.
This city. Like, the you look amazing of it all. You've lost
like,
so much weight.
I like it, but it's like, not so much though.
No, in my it just makes me think of a person so differently because I would never walk up to someone and say, you lost so much weight. So whenever someone like says some shit like that to me, I'm like,
yeah, say someone looks good, like, oh, you look great, not, oh my God,
like,
have you
the
lost?
Balls, like, the balls to walk up to someone and say you've lost weight to me is absolutely bad.
No,
shit.
On TikTok so for a right. second, the searches for my name were all like, Brooke Schofield fat, Brooke Schofield weight, Brooke Schofield Ozempic.
Oh,
I
before
was like,
and after.
Yeah. I will, guys, like, I'm like, what if I want to eat again?
Yeah, like, goddamn.
No, you're so right. Just be like, you look really good.
Yeah.
And let them take it how they want. Because, like, you want to compliment the person, but you don't want to be like, oh, my God, you were so fat 3 months ago, and now you're, like, not.
Because that's what you're literally saying.
I'm not kidding. No, someone will say that. They'll be like, God, wait, I thought you were fat.
Is also just such a big thing of LA, too, all the, like, stuck-up people who just will straight up be like, you looked so bad, like, 4 months ago. And, like, people, like, there's such a category of people in LA who, like, that's how they mean well. Like, they think that that is, like.
Well, status is only, like, if you look like the beauty standard.
Yeah.
Which is so annoying because, you know, the men are not like really dealing with this as much.
Mm-mm. In fact, I think that they have the opposite where I mean, for me anyway, I like it like
a little fat, hairy little, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No,
maybe not. Ugly. I don't know. I don't
and
know.
And ugly
feel about
hot
hairy.
Has now become so camp for guys. And Dad I think was we're ugly getting hot. There a little more societally with girls. But it's like ugly hot is really a fucking thing for men. Like the women, you're still just getting called ugly, you know?
Yeah. I guess that's why I wanted to be with like hot dudes, to be like, I can be ugly hot. I'll sit here. I'm not shaving my legs. And like,
ever.
And you're going to fuck me.
Ever.
And because I don't like the fact that like even stand up before a show, like I have to wake up and for my nap. And I love how it's like 4 p.m.
Isn't it like a nighttime?
That's the crack of dawn.
Curl my hair. I got to put my makeup on. During that time, the men aren't doing that. The men's stand-ups are working on their bits and shit.
Oh, it makes me so
fucking so it's like
feral.
this world that we're competing the same in, except I have to do like a lot more. Or I post a stand-up in. All the comments are about my outfit. When it's like, let's be honest, I did not know what I was going to wear. I was late to my
at
set.
All.
I pulled some shit.
Which is just
I
ridiculous.
I thought the outfit was fine. No one's happy about the outfit now. No one's commenting about other guys' outfits.
Yeah, like literally.
They look and like a school shooter.
Yeah. Seriously.
Every time.
And we eat it up.
Yeah.
So I'm like,
yeah,
like,
he's hilarious.
So, which comic are you fucking?
Oh. I'll tell you after.
What's his name rhyme with?
We can bleep it. Well, there's a couple.
No. Not there's a couple.
Oh my God.
Well, the comedy scene too, it's like kind of easy to get. It's very small. So once you like
I know,
meet
well,
a couple,
that's, we, so we, I had, we had an issue. This we had to cut it out of the last episode. Maybe we should just tell her after. I was accidentally seeing like three at the same time. And they're, and I'm not kidding, they were all so related to, like, one of them opened for the other one. Yes. At a show we went to, we were like, this is messy. World. Like,
no, it's bad when you hyperfixate on like a type of like job in a man that you
want. Because it's not like musicians. Yeah. Like there's like five
and they're
comedians
singing different kinds of things. No, the and the comics are all so close because they've been doing it for 10 years together. They're like coworkers.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
like, musicians
I had to
have their own bands and
shit. Yeah, absolutely.
That's so funny, hyperfixating on
like
career.
I do that.
No,
with
I did.
Musicians.
Like,
I need a dentist. I need a fucking dentist.
I know. I weirdly do the fuck out of that. Like literally, like last year it was like, I need, he has to do real estate. Like why?
And then you like, also like learn about it from one guy. So then the next guy, you're like, oh yeah, the mortgages. Yeah, I know about that.
Oh my god, and
like,
you
so
feel
you seem
so
smart.
Cool.
You're like, oh, I remember it. Like the mortgages can be so annoying. Like,
that is literally
my
favorite
only thing. I know
thing.
Mortgage. It's the only thing I could think of when I thought of houses.
I need to pick a new one. Like I need to pick a rogue one. Like race car drivers.
What are your types?
Wait, I'm going to Formula One. In Monaco, literally next week.
Wow, you fucking
forgot
bitch.
To tell you.
You're getting flued out left and right, Brooke.
Flued out.
Flued
you know,
out.
I've never been flown out by a man anywhere.
That's a flex.
I haven't
it is a
either,
flex.
Really.
I'm a whore, so obviously, you know.
How do you get flown out? What do? You just like post bikini pics? Like actually,
I think
how
so.
Does
and then it's like that's the order of operations.
And when I show
it's
up
like
looking like the Pillsbury Doughboy and not like Kim K, like just mind your fucking business, seriously.
So you get flown out because guys slide into your DMs. They're just like, "Yo, do you want to like suck my dick in Monaco?"
Well, that's the thing is like,
first
no.
of all, that's not the trip I'm going on.
I did not mean to put that on you. She was like, "I never said that. You never fucking said that." I literally never saw.
I like it to be very no expectations. Like if I feel like they're trying to fly me out to fuck me, which you can kind of like sense, then I'm not gonna do it. But if it's like, oh, you have a crush on me and you want to fuck me, I'll let you fly me out. And then just like the whole time.
And how
you know?
Often are you like kind of into the guy who flows you out?
Absolutely never.
Yeah. Not once. We can't get the tense right for flown out. I'm like fly
flued
flued
out,
out
flued
flew
out, out
flew
flied out,
flew you out.
Yeah. We have a reoccurring character we talk about all the time who literally pays for Tana's flights, yachts, everything all the time.
And like he literally
and
doesn't
he
watch
watches
sex, doesn't want anything, like just like loves me and wants to be around me. I seriously have to stop.
But you like you do it for the photo?
It's like bless his heart. You know what I mean? Like he means so well and I'll be
but
at
like,
home.
Why
and I'm
do you
like,
go?
I mean, doesn't Italy sound beautiful?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And like, he has a lot of mutual friends that are my friends. So it'll be like a big trip of all my friends. And then he's there. And it's like,
you don't think one day he's going to hit you up and be like, do you remember all the things I've done for you?
No. Never. No. And that's why it's like actually sad because his heart is just like literally so pure. So I've decided to like write off actually saying anything awful ever again. Seriously.
Okay. We love you.
Ibiza
love
this summer. You. Can't wait.
After Ibiza.
After Ibiza.
And I never get to go. And I'm the only one who's nice to him.
Because he doesn't like that.
I almost think he likes me because I stress him out. Like that caliber of men who like almost enjoy like, oh, is she gonna miss her flight? Like they like the excitement.
People who have like those kinks like, where they want you to be like
me
to
waste
them.
All my money.
Because I think some men want to like daddy, like, oh, you just like you can't ever make your flight, baby. Like I'll change it for you. Like it's okay. And then I'm like, yeah, daddy, I'm so dumb.
Honestly, you're just fucking someone else during the time. Wait, so with these like famous dudes that you fuck, because like I think every girl should fuck famous dudes to learn how sick they are. Like they're not. It's like it's
like
crazy.
Ill, like mentally ill.
Mentally, yes.
Oh, okay,
no,
I was
yes.
like, how sick?
No, not no. Like famous people have serious problems, and it's not always like the kind of demons you want to deal with. Mm. Have you ever been with like a famous person who had really weird like kinks in bed?
We were actually just talking about this downstairs with just the state of my toes. My hair girl was like, I think it's so funny like how your toes look all the time and every man you date is like foot worshiping you and sucking your toes and shit. Like just like at the dinner table, like you know what I mean? Like they're eating like a chicken tender and then like my toe. And it's like,
and they don't want you to pedicure?
No, I just I'm not.
I think they probably do want her to pedicure.
But it's like you don't have to suck my toes. You know, like I'm
that's
not like
so
suck
true.
My toes. Like it's always like they're gonna put their feet in the water.
I
no pun.
You've run into that you. Many people like, with a toe kink. Like I don't know anyone with a toe kink.
And maybe it's the type of person I attract, just like extreme mental illness. So then the toe kink kind of goes like with it.
I wonder what. Triggers a toe fetish, like what happened in your childhood?
I don't know, maybe just because it's like wrong, like it goes along with all the
it's
kinks
dirty.
Where it's like yeah it's wrong and it's dirty.
Do you do but toes like, on OnlyFans?
Absolutely.
I want to get into
so
that.
Many toes. Would you ever make an OnlyFans?
Good, someone said I had a good arch.
Oh, that's all you
really
need
good,
bitch.
I'm
really
no I'm oh my god it's crazy
because I have like 10 I have like I'm Italian I have like hairy toes.
No, I posted like a promo foot pic one time. I'm literally so disgusting. It was like hot Cheetos in between my toes and I was like, this will get them over to my OnlyFans. And I had so much toe hair like in my Twitter Zoom and I realized
see
that,
yeah
like,
I don't it's funny. There are comic girls who have OnlyFans. That's amazing because they like they're starting off their career or they like, haven't been making money, and then now they like are financially set.
Yeah.
And can just do what they love, which is comedy, and get better. The foot stuff, I'm like, that is some.
Well, it's just crazy. Like I could take the most tasteful nude, like Spider-Man flexibility, like my pussy's in my own mouth and it's a photograph, and I would make less money than like my pinky toe. Like
shut
up, I swear to actually God, like it's actually discouraging.
I really think you should, like, get into it. It's,
are you on?
No.
Why?
I don't know. I don't have,
I love how
feet.
Judgy I am that she's not on when I'm not on. I'm like, what's wrong with, like, you?
I don't know. I don't know, my feet aren't like that.
Your feet are like that. You had an OnlyFans.
It's humiliating.
You had an OnlyFans for like 5 minutes, and one of the girls, literally 5 minutes. I'm not even kidding.
Oh my God.
And one of the girls, tell the story.
This is how traumatic it was for me. I was with an OnlyFans agency, and there was a girl who was helping me run my account, and I was apparently not providing enough foot content, okay? So she took it upon herself to post her own feet on my OnlyFans and send them around and get money for them. But when I tell you, these were the worst, most grimy feet I've ever seen. I was so traumatized, I deleted my whole account.
Because that's one thing if it's like a foot dupe, like if it's like your foot, but like better.
I've never even seen feet like this before. I thought it was like,
heads up, I'm going to post my feet.
No, I logged in myself and saw it with my own eyes.
I think that was your final show. You were like, I can't do this
it
anymore.
It was. Are you kidding? I was like, yeah. I'm deleting it.
Absolutely. Whereas like, you know me, I'd be like, yeah, whatever.
No, I still have nightmares.
No, they are only my feet. Swear to God. But
wow. Maybe. I feel like I'm learning. I'm kind of an LA girly now.
I'm learning so much. You guys are so much. Wow.
You know, I've never gone Botox. And I don't mean it like I'm not like other girls. No, like
I'm not kidding. I froze the shit out of my face the other day. If you notice, only one of my eyebrows lifts right now.
I want you to tell me someone died. And I want to look at you and be like, no way. And nothing moves. I'm serious. If I can even emote remotely, like something's wrong. Oh my God.
Am I doing it?
Like people always make fun of my crying face because my crying face is very
you
much
don't know
like,
if you're laughing or crying.
That's what happened to me last episode.
Wait, that's amazing because I love New York versus LA stuff because New York, the girls, it's always about like looking like you look so good. Looking like you've worn no makeup.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
So this is how and when I go to New York, I feel like a hooker.
The girls absolutely are like, but they're wearing tons of makeup, but they make it look like they're not wearing any makeup. Yeah. And then it's all like so subtle, like all the work that's being done. Yeah. And they pretend that it's, and it's more like, I'm just working hard, working a lot.
Yeah.
And, but they'll pressure you like, oh, you're not getting stuff done, are you? Yeah. Like judgy. We're LA girls. I feel like it's not judgy and everyone's.
Like I'm melting in a landfill one day out here. That's true. New York is kind of like that. I've never thought about that.
And even like makeup artists, when you go to LA, like they beat that face up. Where like the New York girls are like Hailey Bieber. They're like,
oh my God, literally the New York girls are like, here's
that pisses
your
me off so
blush.
Bad. I'm like, how? I want to be like that so like bad, but I will never.
Just rub your eyes from the night before, and we'll smoke it out. Like, no, I need you to do surgery when I'm in that chair. Like, I need you to do whatever my nose job doctor couldn't do the first time around, right here and now.
Turtles are dying just from the plastic and tan face.
So many turtles. So many fucking turtles.
I'm like, for real. And it works. I love it.
It
so
works
much.
Every time.
I could never go
are
back.
Are you afraid of, yeah, well, you can't, can you not go back?
Well, you can, but it's like, people always say, like, you don't even need that. You're so beautiful. I'm like, because I have it, like literally because if you saw me before, you'd be like, okay, good
my
decision.
Lips before were like just someone took a fine tip Sharpie and drew like two lines.
I had a little beak. I'm not kidding. I had like a little bird lip.
Little beak is crazy.
Did you guys do fox eye?
No.
What's the tea with fox eye?
That's so it people do these things well. Called PDO threads out here. That is, I couldn't tell you the second president, but ask me a damn thing
I'm
about
learning so much.
John Adams. Where they put these threads, these metal threads, like in, like into your face, like right here, and then they like put them up to here.
Yeah.
But then the threads dissolve, so over time you see people and their eyes are like sagging in because think about it, if they're stretched like this at all times. Like when it goes back down,
yeah,
there's like a little more right there. So then people
they
are,
say like that's why Bella Hadid disappeared for like 3 months
because you have to eventually like if you want to commit to that bit of the whole like eye up,
commit to the
like
bit.
If you want to commit to the whole PD, eventually you have to stop doing the threads and go get the surgery where they straight up like slice into your skull and like
and they
sew
pull
it
up
and stitch it back.
And I guess you guys, which I want, you love you love your lips, so you're like, I don't have to worry about if I ever took it out what they look like, because
yeah,
they're always gonna be fluffy.
I think I put in so much that they'll never.
Well, that's what happens. So like I'm sure it's happened to you too, but we've gotten it for so long that like when it does dissolve, they're still bigger because they're stretched.
Yeah.
And God, keep them stretched. Seriously, I'm sorry, but like lip filler changed my life. Like I mean that. I really do, and I hate to say it as like a fake girl, but it's just, and it sucks because it's like pretty privileged.
You're being the least fake you could be.
That's really nice.
It's fake when people are like, my lip just like, I had an allergic reaction and just stayed one day.
No, we'd be saying it. I got like lipo.
Imagine that's my whole new bit. Just telling people I had an allergic reaction and everything just stayed one day. And just I run that home. I'm going to start telling men that. Men are so stupid. You know it would work.
Oh my God. Yeah. Like I've never had lip filler.
No, because you have a fucking massive following, and girls with massive followings like you are literally lying their fucking tits off online being like, I just like woke up this way.
It's absolutely,
because you see their faces and you know.
Oh, and I know who did it.
I don't think it's embarrassing. I don't understand why people are so embarrassed by it.
I guess like, they just want to feel better than people and be like, oh, your mom didn't pop you out like this.
Yeah, which is just wild. It is such a like huge thing about LA.
But if it gives you confidence, like you're saying with your lip, like,
yeah, like literally just I that's how I've always felt, like just do it, who gives a fuck, who, like whatever. Like ass injections, I was the first one being like, listen, I wasn't trying to look like Hank Hill.
I literally got half my arms taken off straight up and then I was at her birthday the next
but
day
I love
like, with my faja on.
I love that you've never had Botox, you've never done anything, you're so naturally stunning.
Oh my God,
it is,
well,
insane.
Thank you. But I was that bitch that was like, don't get plastic surgery. Like, make sure you think like within first. Like, talk to a therapist first.
I probably should have thought within before a couple things. Like, she didn't give a point.
But I think there's an in between, because sometimes I feel like people think that it'll solve other problems getting something done. It doesn't, and then they just keep doing more and more, and then you lose yourself.
Yeah.
So there's a thin line of an in between. But also,
absolutely,
I believe if you are not in LA with the access and the people around you, it's more like you're just in your culture right now.
Yeah. Like, exactly. Like I can go down the street and
like
get
if you guys
Chick-fil-A
were my besties every day,
like,
we would be getting it done together.
Absolutely.
But
honestly,
like, I didn't. It's just people in New York are like doing it on the low.
Yeah, that's so true. It's not like as of just like a fun act. Like we could go get a coffee and Botox today. Like, and that's just like,
and
a
we
norm.
Probably will.
Literally, it's like a normal thing in LA.
You know what? My friend Paige and I, we've never gotten Botox, but we're like, when we do it, we have to do it together, and we have to like film it and make it like a thing. We're treating it like it's like
I'll take you
surgery. We should go with you guys.
We go to this place in Glendale, and it's like this Armenian family, and they are like our family at this point. We call her Mama Nune and her sister Lilia. They are like literally family to me. Like I love
the
them more than anything. But, well, no, they literally are like besties with Kim and shit. Like it's, she'll like post up with Kim K and then she's with me the next day. I'm like, it's so weird. But it's funny because it's like we go in through the back and they just like grab a random needle. They're like, sit down,
we're
I'll do it.
Champagne
like,
the whole time.
Yeah, you're not supposed to drink during
See,
it. Like it's
some
like
LA shit.
Absolutely.
No, you would, they would literally have a heart attack if they came with us. It would be like,
yeah, because it's such an untraditional experience. Like you can still go out here and it's like you go in and you consult and like you read all about it and you really make a good decision. Like where we go, it's like you're strapped down to like a torture table and they're like, let
and
me do what
like,
I want, they will make you out
too.
Like it's
no mercy today
at all, none. Like none, they're like, it hurt good, like they don't care at all. And it's so funny. You Wait, want the shots, baby, but lay down.
Where are you
like,
from originally?
Las Vegas. Which I think says a lot about
white trash.
So the white trash,
the trashiest place in the world.
And you can like, you know, you could try to take the girl out of it, but like I'm still gonna be Ugg boots man spread.
Can you guys
like,
come to my show? I have a show at the Win.
I'm
Las
banned
Vegas.
From the Win for life.
She is banned for life, but
what
I will
did
be
you
there.
Do? Okay, what did you do?
She's
oh
been banned
God.
Twice.
I got banned.
She got unbanned. She had literally had to call like Mr. Win himself, get unbanned, and then got banned again. Literally the
Mr.
next time she
Win.
Went.
And now they
you
just,
the
they
hangover?
Have no mercy for me. I've told this story like so no many times. Like, so I'll sum it up very quickly. But like point being, like I got banned the first time, bunch of dumb shit. I'd have my lawyers like write a letter, like call Mr. Wynn, call in the LA troops, like Zach Bia, like can you vouch for me? Like whole nine, I get unbanned. So I go back two times. I get rebanned for more questionable activities.
Way
and the head,
more questionable.
The head of Wynn security called me a criminal and a bozo and said,
she's in her bozo
a criminal
era.
Bozo.
A bozo is hilarious.
Like both of those words are like weirdly painful. Like you call me like a dumb bitch, but like criminal bozo. Hurts. Like it will never not hurt me when I think about it. And like they like now it's like they just laugh about it. They're like, don't even try, bitch. Like you're never coming back here.
Wait,
and
is
isn't
so
like when like
up.
There are like many properties that are
There's like there's Encore, there's like Wynn properties all over the world. Like the Wynn had a huge like Coachella party and everyone went and I was like, oh my God, Palm Springs, I'm gonna go in the desert and like roam around. Like I can't
so
do that.
Horrible.
Like and it's the best hotel in Vegas by far.
Well, so I've never stayed I somehow, it's like my first ever like stand-up performance in a like legit club in Vegas.
No, and look at you. You really like, you went final boss mode without having to do all the scary things first. Like the Wynn is like the nicest place that you can go in Vegas. Yeah,
it's crazy. Well, like I've been doing the clubs. And I'm in this weird place where you go from clubs to theater. And then it's like theater to maybe one day like arena moment.
Yeah.
And then it's, but stand-up's changing so much where now it's like, do people even watch full hour specials? Like part of me is like, you do. I love just posting shit on TikTok. It's like my
You're
TV
so
show.
You're so good at, you do a lot of like crowd work stuff too.
Yeah. Well, crowd work is so you don't burn material.
Yeah. So someone was just telling me about that. It's like you can't
post. All your comedian boyfriends told you.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, date one and you know all about, you could be a comedian.
It's like me with the mortgage. Yeah. Crowd work is so impressive to me because I think that some days I would be able to turn it on, but there'd be certain days where I just like, I'd be like, I don't know how, like, you know.
Do you ever have someone just give you an answer and you're like, you just don't have a joke for it?
Oh, for sure. The thing I actually think jokes are so much harder than crowd work, because crowd work, like, we're doing it all the time, so there's only so many answers you get, so you kind of know where to go with it.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And also, but you're right, you have to be in a mood to deal with people, because sometimes I'm like, I don't know. If they're blackout, that's hard. But with crowd work, I have the microphone. I'm in control.
Yeah.
I also think with crowd work, you always just say like what first comes to your head. So if they're giving me nothing, then it's like, well, that you just wasted 30 seconds of everyone's life. Thank you. Like, so I lean into that. Or like if I say something that isn't funny with crowd work, then I'm just like, oh, everyone got tight on anal. Cool. But sometimes with crowd work, the key, like, you guys are my little protege, my little tennis comedy protege.
I love this so much.
The key is, like, sometimes you build tension through it not going anywhere. Like, once this guy was telling me he was, like, in a relationship for 9 years, and I was like, why haven't you proposed? And he was, like, going nowhere. But I kept asking. I'm like, you have to wait. Like, don't force it. Something will come.
Yeah.
And finally, he's like, yeah, like, I don't have the money. Da, da, da. I'm like, you're so boring. And I go, okay, girl, what do you do for a living? And she goes, I'm a wedding planner. The place fucking erupted. And I'm like, thank God I didn't just, like, go off him. And I, like, sat in it.
Absolutely. That's hilarious.
But, like, it takes time to get the confidence to sit in something, to be like, I'll get
that
something
eventually.
That
would be eventually. So hard for me. I'd be like, oh, well, yeah, okay, next.
Yeah, I would never know. Like, yeah. God forbid you go for another 2 minutes. And it's like,
but you're dealing with people that you don't know what you're going to get. And sometimes they, like, try to be funny.
She's a
and
wedding
you
have to,
like, so then, yeah, I'm dying. So I'm like, so she just wakes up and was like, oh, how was your day, babe? Because I was planning a fucking wedding.
Yeah, like, that's insane. That's dark.
I love, you almost become like a psychic where I'll see like two people sitting and I'll know like how long they've been together by how they're sitting. Cause it's like what you do every night.
Yeah.
So like you see when the guy's like this, I'm like, what, 2 months?
Oh my God.
And then
God.
You see like people like this and you're like, oh, it's been like, you have kids.
No and, way.
Like, I'll be right, or I'll see a guy and I'm like, you're a lawyer. Like, cause you just look at people and have to judge them all
that
the
actually
time.
Just happened at like a Theo show where he was like saying something to someone. He was like, I bet you're a painter. And the guy was like, I am a painter.
Yeah,
and
that
I was
shit like, will happen. Cause he, like, that man has seen so many people front row and how they look. And like, you just start calculating it in your head.
I've never thought about that sincerely. Cause in my head I was like, that is the coolest thing I've ever seen in my entire life. Like, yeah. Absolutely.
See,
ever.
For me, it's harder to like write like a really fucking badass quality bit.
Yeah, when you like,
then,
how
like
does,
banter.
How does your writing process go?
Oh my God, great question. Bam. So I started honestly taking all of my tweets because I was like a tweeter.
Okay,
and I
same.
Took all my funny tweets, and I'm like, that's a premise. That's a punchline. That's just like a tag on something, and I put it in categories. I'm like, this is about like dating. This is about like food. This is about like astrology.
Yeah,
and then I kind of put it together, and then a lot of it is like less what you say but how you make people feel.
Mm-hmm.
And like I just try to make people feel like I'm at brunch with you.
Yeah.
And like
you do that really well.
Thank you.
You do that really well.
But like both of you guys are so funny, and a lot of people, you have a lot of natural comedic like talent, and thank it's just you. About wanting to
materialize it.
And some people are like, I could never. I like public speaking, which is like because I'm mentally ill.
Same.
Like not I'm me. I'm more nervous if you like put me in a group of like five people and we're just sitting there. I'd be like, fuck, what
literally so intimate.
Where like if you just put me on stage, I'm like, I got this
100%. Because it's, you can weirdly like disassociate. I do like, I get that, like, you know what I mean? Well, I'm like,
also, I feel like it feels less personal. I feel
it's
like
it's so not personal. Also, I'm like, I'm fucking trying to make people's day tonight. Like, I'm Mother Teresa. I'm the Michael
You're
Jordan.
A giver.
I'm a giver. We're like, it's so much more complicated, like interpersonal talking.
Absolutely.
That's why a lot of comics, like off stage, you think they're like the shit, and then off stage they're like this fucking.
Absolutely. So weird.
And that's so many comics.
Yeah.
So many of them are just socially inept. Yeah. But they're like incredible at talking about their own lives and processing their own shit, which can be, it's hard to just always be questioning like, how is this funny in my life?
Yeah.
But
comedians have become like that weird category of people that I don't want to meet for that reason. Cause like, is the bit always on? Are you awful off camera? Like, it's more pressure. Like a musician is still going to be able to like sing the way that they sang on stage. You know what I mean? Like, yes, off, and it's like fine and you can live in it and like whatever. But like a comedian to me, I'm like, you can't crush my dreams. Like, if I think you're so funny on that stage and you come off the stage and I hate you.
And
like,
so many of them can be assholes. And some of them are fucking incredible people.
Yeah.
But also, if you think about even getting recognized, when people recognize me and they see me, they like, sometimes I think they expect me to do like make them laugh immediately or something. And I'm like, you know, I just got off the plane. I'm fucking, I have my Invisalign in and someone's like, hey, and you're just like, hey.
Do you deal with that too? I feel like I deal with that where like, I think that people expect when they meet me at all times that I'm supposed to be like, this was so awful, like really railing cocaine, a line of coke off my like own foot and screaming and like sucking dick and whatever. And like sometimes I'm just,
because I feel like chilling. Actresses, they respect, like they're very like, oh, like you're busy, you have an art, like you're, I don't know who you are and that's okay.
Yeah, but they're like, monkey move.
Yeah, yeah. We're like a comic or like a reality TV person or a YouTuber, they fucking know you and they're like, bitch, don't act like you don't know me.
Right, like if I'm sitting in the airport with like headphones in and just like chilling and someone's like, let's take a shot and I'm like, it's 7 a.m. like I'm okay. They're like, like I feel like I crushed their dreams, you know what I mean?
But I do feel like some YouTubers are so naturally funny and they're like similar to who they are out of, because that they're just existing and 100%. Being them.
Those are like the people I try to look for. Like I like just have so much, I mean, I've always said like if you are a completely different person on camera and you found a way to monetize that, like good for you as well. Like I don't look down on it, but I love the satisfactory feeling of someone being just like they are on camera is like,
it's also just unmatched. Easier. Like I don't want to have to like perform.
Yeah.
No, it's so tiring. But I love meeting people to do podcasts because you're always like, are they what I? Honestly, you're both like so fucking cool in person. Because you could have been LA.
So
to
are
me.
You?
You oh my God, thank you. You're I'm just tired.
You're exactly. I'm so dude. There's no one else
I
would do.
Left.
Like fucking get up at 10 a.m. for. We normally podcast at like 10 p.m.
Well, when they said, because I was like, I'm only free in the morning. And when she was like 10:45 a.m., I was like, no. I didn't see this for us, but I'll do it.
And to be honest with you, like I woke up today and I was like, I don't know. Cause like I can't turn on to like 4 p.m. Like I'm going to watch this back and be like, that would have been so much funnier at 4 p.m. So
I woke up today in my own vomit. I'm like, what a horrible day for me to be on like
Where'd you go last night?
I went to Nobu.
It's actually funny.
I went to Nobu, like Mr. Nobu Matsuhisa, like had a
like the Nobu himself.
Like Mr. Nobu.
He was with Mr. Wynn.
Yes, he was like, they were doing like a tequila launch or whatever, but it's like there's so many founders and each one wants obviously to for you to try each individual thing. So by the end of it, I'd taken like 60 shots. Also,
so you were working.
Oh, I was working and I was networking, you know. One of the founders, he's like, what do you do? I'm like, oh, I have a podcast. And he's like talking about it. He's like, maybe I could come on. I go, oh, well, I mean,
Mr.
Like
that, Nobu himself, like in this house.
No. It was like one of the founders of the tequila, but he's like, I was like, it's just kind of like a, like I was trying to describe like what the podcast is about. He goes, oh, he's like, oh, so it's like that daddy podcast. I'm like, yeah, similar. 10 minutes later, he comes back and he goes, I've been telling everyone about your sex podcast. I go, no, I don't have a sex podcast.
Honestly, though, we kind of have a fucking sex podcast.
I know,
podcast.
But like I'm Mr. No, I don't want Mr. Nobu to know I have a sex podcast. Right. So I'm like, oh my God. And he walks away. He goes, I got to go do some damage control. I'm like, what?
No, sushi's very sexual.
And I had
sexual.
My tits out. I was like, oh no, it was horrible.
What was Mr. Nobu himself like?
He was exactly what you would expect him to be.
I don't, like, just, I've, no, I need more.
He was just, I mean, he'd, didn't say much to me, as you can possibly imagine. I like took a couple shots with him. He's just walking around greeting everybody, but I threw up at Nobu Malibu. I'm like, this is so distasteful.
Like knees on the floor in the bathroom.
Oh yeah,
honestly, been there. And I it's
she's like, if I had a nickel.
Dead ass. There's something. It's camp.
It was dehumanizing, is what it was. It's like, this is the most like classy place in the world, and I'm literally on my knees.
And then some girl in the stall next to you is just like, "You're amazing. It's okay, babe. You're gonna be fine." You're like holding her hand. You're like,
"Well, they're like the girl with the sex podcast is in there throwing up."
Do you go to these things alone?
No, I went. I brought a friend. But like it was nobody there was below the age of 40. Like I
really,
I was like, where did this invite come from? And it had to have been an accident. Like,
yeah.
I'm not kidding. So now all these like like really established business people who are like 50 and above are like, there's a girl with her sex podcast and her tits out. I was like, humiliated.
See, like in like 5 years, that's your dating pool.
But you're like weirdly becoming so brand safe. And I don't know how, like we have this podcast together, but then you're like, I have a Dyson brand deal. And then the owner of Nobu invited me to this and this. And I'm like over here with my dildo. I was like,
well, I think what it is like they invite me to things that they want to invite you to, but they know you wouldn't show up.
I would absolutely show. No. They don't want me there. I'm too much of a liability for them. 100%. Like I've just, you know, you've never had a failed convention. You've never had like a, like
yet.
BrookCon coming soon.
So you think a lot of brands don't fuck with you?
Oh, they don't. 100%. I know they don't, but I've kind of known that from the jump. Like there was a point in my career where I was like 6 months in and I was kind of like, okay, right now I could do my makeup routine forever. Yes. And I will make so much money from like Coca-Cola and Dove, or yeah, I can keep talking about my pussy as a 16-year-old.
Yes. And the sky's the limit.
I just, in a way, the floor is the limit. I felt like it, like my fans just wouldn't fuck with that. And I would rather have built this like authentic fan base who likes me for me.
And it's scary to just depend on brands liking you. Like that's an up and down.
Yes, because no, then you have to hide so much. We do have a couple friends who like won't say or do certain things online. Yeah, and it's
but
like,
they're rolling in the goddamn exhausting? Dough. They're like, rolling in the dough. I would be millions, multi-millions
richer.
But
they can't drink on the internet? Like, that's the most fun part about it.
Absolutely, yeah.
Are you actually demonetized on YouTube?
Super. The canceled podcast isn't actually, like, thank God. I found that out, like, today, actually, that the canceled podcast isn't.
I'm like, news to me.
Right. Let me know. What's your wire info?
Invoicing you.
But my actual YouTube channel, like if I make $4 on a video, I'm like, yes, that's a McChicken. I'm not even kidding. Like one in every like 10 videos will get monetized, I think.
Because of the content on it?
Yes, but I think that you get to a certain point where even if the content is would be monetizable
they're
on
like,
another
we still
channel.
They don't trust you. Like, she meant something.
They don't
different.
Want the risk 100%. Of it rolling over to another video.
Yeah, they're like, "You're fuck you, Tana."
I'm
like,
you've
had years to figure this out.
I started
out.
YouTube like 3 months ago.
Really?
New. And what do you think? Baby. So, I've just been posting my like TikToks and stuff on it, like my stand up. Yeah. But I might eventually start vlogging.
Please do.
You have a background in video editing too.
I'm not
so
kidding.
Like,
I watch Burning in Hell all day long. Me and my cat.
I just feel like you're the type of person where it's like, I don't want to watch a vlogger because they're going to like the south of France and like you know, I want to watch a vlogger because they're in Ralph's and they're as entertaining as they would be in like Fiji. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like I feel like I could just watch you like do anything and it would be entertaining. So you'd be a good vlogger.
Okay, all our heads are so big at the moment.
Oh, we're all leaving here today on full God mode. Narcissist.
Oh my god. No, I literally at someone's podcast yesterday I said a bleach and tone. I was like, I can't believe I'm talking to Tana.
I literally love it. I think I might have to do the house remix thing.
Why wouldn't you?
I really woke up one day and was like, okay, this music thing cannot be for me. Like I
don't even have scared. To just use the sound bit.
I find it
no,
so embarrassing.
I think you're not involved. You get someone to take
but
your
then I
audio.
Have to be somewhere one day in a club appearance and they're gonna have like I just started escaping Hefner. Like we just did a club appearance where like I didn't have to hear like fuck on your bitch again Hefner. Like I would
it's
just
a banger,
great
dude.
Song.
I would thanks guys. Musical expeditionary right here. I would just be so sad to have to once again like I go in a restaurant and then I'm hearing like a bleach in town.
What if it's so fucking like, good?
I think it'd
yeah,
be
what
funny.
If you hear it at Coachella one day?
I just, God, man, I guess reach for the moon.
I feel like people
miss.
Really hurt you with the music stuff. I feel like they hurt you.
I think it's just too, I like have a respect for music. I think that's the thing. I don't have like a respect for anything else I do. Yeah. Whereas like, I like good music and I can hear
oh, so
mine
you feel
and
like
recognize.
You're hurting the music industry.
Yeah, like I literally just feel like some people aren't meant to make music and I might be one of them as much as like you know, I don't know.
Do you disagree with her?
I disagree with her. I think you were born for it, honestly.
Also, you're taking too. You don't take anything seriously. Why are you suddenly being serious about music? Mm. That should make it funny. Laugh at it. Like that shit is so funny.
And I guess I could do that for a long time, and then now I was just like, for some reason, it's like a beautiful art. Like I can't. Maybe who knows? You know what I mean? If you see me rapping on a stage with like Whoa Vicky and like fucking whoever else next week,
honestly,
you know.
If it makes you happy, do it. If it doesn't, don't. That's my 3 cents.
Honestly, yeah. Maybe I'm gonna hit up the studio one last time and try this.
A
like
bleach
DJ
and tone
just
remix
to
would be
shit.
So good.
I'm gonna maybe just we'll tell try. Diablo to do it, and you're just gonna be surprised with it.
How funny would that be? He just came upstairs.
Like for your birthday. Oh, your birthday's coming up.
That's not what I want. Like I have a list of so many things I want for my birthday other than that. Seriously, guys. Like, oh my God, I'll send it over. But fuck.
Boring. I'll be gentle.
Well, Hannah.
Can I double check the time?
Yeah, no.
Oh,
yeah,
perfect time. We're on perfect time.
We're on perfect time. Yeah. We really wanted to make this like season of Canceled less like, because I feel like the first season we really tried to like have people on and like interview them. You know what I mean? Like we had like a Mike Malek episode where we sat down with him and we were like, so tell us about you doing heroin. And I look back at that episode and it's
very on brand, honestly,
like,
for us.
And it was beautiful and all about mental health and whatever. But like, I look back at that and I don't necessarily feel like that's our niche. I wish we just like shot the shit, no pun intended, shoot up heroin with Mike instead of like, you know what I mean? And this is exactly what we wanted though, just to have someone on that like we feel like we're friends with through TikTok and just have like a funny combo. And like, it's an honor that you were the first person to do that with and just do it so well.
No, you're going to make me cry. I feel like we all manifested this and like I already fucked with both of you online, but I would never think to like message you or anything.
Oh my God.
So when you messaged me, I was like, you messaged me separately and then I was like,
it was my dream. I'm not kidding. We started talking about guests. I think you were the first person I thought of.
Because we hyper fixate on people that we feel like would be like our besties. You know what I mean? Like, we saw you and we're like, I know we'd get along with her.
That is crazy.
Like, whereas it's like Barack Obama could be a guest. I think we'd be less excited. Like, we want the people that just like the girlies love.
So sexy. But no, I feel like I've known you guys forever and like you guys putting me on means the world to me because now I'm an LA girly.
You are. I was literally just going to say, we're like already saw that. I've known you forever, girl. You're my best friend. Let's
we're
going to
have you
talk.
Back and she's going to have like the life. Full brow. Yeah,
she's going to come back frozen fucking face, divorced her man, like Ozempic shooting up in the fucking thing. And thank God. Guys, on God. Check out everything, Hannah, please. You won't be disappointed.
Thank you, baby.
I love you.
We love you.
Wow, that was fun.